Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we break down the latest in quantitative finance. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn. Today, we're diving into a fascinating paper titled Arithmetic Average, RFR Cap, and Floor Valuation with the SABR Model.
Sounds like a mouthful. What's it all about, Finn?
In a nutshell, this paper tackles the problem of valuing RFR, that's risk-free rate. Caps and floors when their payoffs are based on an arithmetic average of the RFR index. This is important because while daily compounding is theoretically correct for interest accrual, corporate clients often prefer the simplicity of an arithmetic average.
Okay, so it's about making things more practical for the real world. What's the challenge then?
The challenge is that using an arithmetic average introduces a convexity adjustment compared to the standard dealer-to-dealer market, which uses daily compounding. This paper provides a way to handle that adjustment.
And how do they do it?
First, they derive a model-independent valuation formula that involves an asymmetric quadratic option on the daily compounded RFR index. Then, they show how to express this option in terms of vanilla caps and floors and symmetric quadratic derivatives. Finally, they specialize their results to the SABR model, which is a market standard for RFR caplets, and provide closed-form valuation formulas.
Closed-form formulas are always a win. So, what's the big takeaway for quant modelers?
The key innovation is providing a practical and accurate way to value these arithmetic average RFR caps and floors. The paper demonstrates that the difference between vanilla and arithmetic average RFR caps and floors is sensitive to the strike price, indicating that the volatility skew is a significant risk factor.
So you can't just treat them as vanilla options.
Exactly. The paper also shows that this difference can exceed the typical bid-ask spread in a liquid vanilla market, meaning you need a specific valuation approach. This work provides consistency between swaps, caps, and floors that reference an average RFR and facilitates efficient risk consolidation at a portfolio level.
That makes sense. So if you're working with these types of derivatives, this paper gives you the tools to value them correctly and manage the associated risks.
Precisely. It's a valuable contribution to the field.
Thanks for breaking it down, Finn, and thank you all for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk.
Join us next time for another deep dive into the world of quantitative finance.
Until then, stay quant.